Hey, I'm Francie Sharon. I'm the director of Asheville Grown Business Alliance, and we do the Love Asheville Go Local campaign.
And I'm Michelle Bryan, and I'm the Go Local Card Coordinator. I'm a liaison between our business partners and our schools that we benefit with this project.
In 2011, Asheville City Schools Foundation came to us. We had already started the Love Asheville Go Local campaign. And what we want to do is promote and highlight the importance of locally owned business to the culture and the fabric of our community, which is Asheville. And so Asheville City Schools Foundation came to us. They had a program, and the program was based on fast food chains and discounts at different corporate places like that. And they asked us to help them design a program that would benefit locally owned businesses because they felt that it was very important for our schools to be connected and our kids to be connected to the businesses in their community. So we loved the idea, and we created the Go Local Card. And so it's been thriving. It's the first year of the Go Local Card. It came out in 2012. And so this is the sixth year of the card. 2018 will be the sixth year of the card, and it grows every year. We got 400 member businesses involved this year, and we are hoping to hit a record number of 4,000 card sales. I went ahead and said that live on the radio.
For every card that is sold, $9 goes directly to the city schools, and the other $9 comes back to Asheville Grown Business Alliance to help us run the program and do advocacy for independent businesses. And Asheville, we're passionate about our local businesses, the culture that we have, and doing everything we can to stop gentrification in Asheville, because these business owners are what made this town what it is. And so we want to see them. And businesses are signed onto the card. And then we also have specific businesses that have chosen to partner with the school. So there's 20-some businesses that sell the card for the direct benefit of schools. So even if schools don't have strong volunteer base to be able to sell the card for themselves, they have businesses in town that are selling it for them. And then we facilitate those relationships between those businesses and schools. Our fantasy, our dream, is that one day every single independently owned business in Asheville will be on the card, offering a discount of their choice that supports and drives business to them to keep them thriving in our town. And the only barrier that we're experiencing to that is just knowledge, people knowing about it, and really understanding that it is absolutely 100% free to come onto our card, with the exception of whatever discount that you're going to offer. That's going to be the only cost to you. And then you are featured on the website, and we feature those businesses and draw attention to that. And card-carrying locals pay attention to the website and like to go to those businesses and use their cards. So it's a win-win for everyone all the way around. And I think our dream's going to come true one day.
If you have a Go Local card or want to get one, you can go to ashevillegrown.com. And we also are selling the card at over 20 different businesses around town. Or if your kids go to one of our city schools, you can grab it there. Other things that we're doing are, this year we are bringing back the Venture Local Fair. And we're coming to 68 Haywood Street, downtown Asheville. Formerly known as the Pit of Despair, we are shifting it to the Pit of Plenty. We're going to have a big celebration there on the fourth Saturday of every month from May through October, celebrating our local community, and we're with local music, buskers, lots of local food vendors, local businesses, crafts, arts, makers, local artisans, and you'll get a real flavor for what Asheville has to offer if you stop by 68 Haywood on the fourth Saturday of every month, May through October. So we're really excited to bring that back.
And we see this also as a way of supporting and highlighting our businesses. And also, my personal passion is to educate. And I feel like if our local community really understood the huge impact it has when they choose to shop local and they choose to support local independent businesses, and how much of their money stays in the community rather than going off to some corporate entity and God knows where, It all stays right here, and it feeds and nurtures and builds our community. And I see the Venture Local Fair as a way for us to really promote that education and awareness.
So ways you can get involved, pick up your Go Local card and pick up one of the directories. We have over 40,000 directories that are going to be distributed throughout the year, starting now. And they've been printed by the Mountain Express, who is our partner in this venture. So grab a Go Local card if you're a locally owned business. Jump on board. Go to AshevilleGrown.com, sign your business up, honor the card when a card-carrying local comes in, and you're going to be a part of the movement. Come out and see us at the Venture Local Fair starting in May. And if you want to find out more information about us, anything that we're doing, AshevilleGrown.com. And we've got a newsletter. Every month we send you some news. So sign up for our newsletter, and you'll keep abreast of our upcoming events.